I do want to take you back to John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus' words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So I was looking at this, my mind went to some business speak that we come across. And it seems to me that very often business speak likes to take the simple things of life and make them an obscure formula for success. Because really, whatever you're doing, whatever you do in life from the moment that you're toddling about or even before that, whatever you're doing, you really do need to answer two basic questions. Business speak takes them and treats them as something profound. But these are very basic questions. Where do you want to go? And how do you get there? You cook in the kitchen. You say, "I want an apple pie for supper." So you work out the ingredients, you do your preparation, you bake, work out your baking time, so it's ready for supper. You're in the workshop, and you say, "I want a bookcase for that little corner in the sitting room." So you do your measuring, you get your wood, you do the cutting, you fix, and you put it in position. "I want to become CEO of my firm." So you study, you work, you do things best not said, and you succeed. That's just what you're doing. You say, "I want this. This is how I go about getting there." And so too, Jesus essentially levels these questions at us. As we read these words, he levels these questions at us as well, saying, "Where are you going? And how are you getting there?" Yes, he is writing, in this case, speaking rather to the disciples. And there is, in their case, something of an assumption that they wanted to get to the Father. And by that he was meaning, we might put it another way, in other words, he was meaning an entry into the kingdom of God and of heaven. Excuse me. But that is why it is a question. He is telling us something, but it sets out and questions every one of us as you see that. Just as the advertisements on the tube or wherever you go, they're essentially asking you a question. What do you make of this? Here is a statement by Jesus, but it sets a question in front of you and in front of me. And the question is it a safe assumption for you that you do want to go to the Father, that you do want to enter the kingdom of God and of heaven? And that's what I therefore want to bring to you this morning. In the light of what Jesus has said here, where do you want to be? And how are you going to get there? The same two questions. First, where do you want to be? And do realize that what we're talking about here is the genuinely final destination. There's no midlife career changes involved here. Once you are there where you want to go, you have to live with it forever. No changes midstream once you're there. Jesus actually only raised one possibility with his disciples. He's talking about those who want to come to the Father. But he does so with a very clear implication that other roads lead to something else. There is a choice set in front of us here. How are we going to respond? How are you going to respond? What he is offering to us in front here is to come to the Father. His Father, who may also in Jesus be our Father. And this is God. And then he also says in the second part of verse 3 concerning himself, that where I am, there you may be also. This is what he is offering. And I ask you if that's what you want. Is that where you want to be? To come to the Father, to be in the presence of the Father, God himself. Do you want to be in the presence of Jesus? That where I am, there you may be also. Is that where you want to be? If you were to ask anyone today, practically anyone, where they want their loved one to be, who has just died, what would they say? Just last week I got notice information from my father that my uncle, he was in his 80s, that he had passed away. But I think what was especially difficult was what I read, what was said. Now, it's not for me to judge, but I am indeed very unsure about his destination. Looking on the basis of his choices, avowed choices, ones he spoke on, his way of life, his words regarding Jesus. These are very hard things. But what I saw, I'm not sure that I can fit with the things that were desired for him. But he was in peace. I wonder if he was, if he is. And these are very hard things, but it's Jesus who talks about them and sets them out in front. What he is saying is that there is a place that is marked by his own presence and the presence of his Father. There is a place that is to be marked in that way. You don't really need to know anything else about it except that Jesus and the Father and indeed the Holy Spirit, that is where they are. That's what he's talking about. And I don't really want to, right at the moment, to go into other possibilities. We do need to do that in due course. But I simply ask you, do you want to be with God? When? Well, Jesus speaks first of all of when he returns. I go and prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. When he comes to take his people to be with him. In the first chapter of Acts, in verse 11, the angels said to the disciples, they were looking up as Jesus had gone, and the angels said to them, this same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. This is when he's going to return. That where I am, there you may be also. But it's not just that. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus tells a parable of a rich man who is doing very well. And it comes to the climax when the Lord says to him, you fool, tonight your soul will be required of you. For some, even in this room, we don't know. It may be that you will still be here when Jesus does come as he left. For some, and this is probably what we expect most, your soul will be required of you one night. But where will you be? Do you want to be with God? And I'm not setting out here scare tactics. Because what is set out here is the potential for the very, very, very greatest joy. What's Jesus saying? He says, if you come this way, you can be living with Jesus, living with God, without any mid-course changes. Assured. Potential for the highest of joy. It was Paul who wrote to the Philippians, and he says, for me to live is Christ, To die is gain. Highest of joy. This is not scary. What is it? He goes on a few verses later and he says, I desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Look what is set in front of you. Do you want to be with God? Whenever Jesus comes for you, to speak with him, will you go with him? It's just the question, where do you want to be? How to get there? And the one that Jesus deals with is through me. No man comes to the Father except through me. You want to be with the Father? You must go through him. It doesn't say, well, here's an idea. Why don't you try coming to God the Father through me? Try it out. He doesn't say, well, if you don't like coming through me, try Hinduism. Did you notice, you talk to any religion, all want to be with God. This is the God. Israel was taught the Lord, the covenant Lord, is God. And this is the covenant Lord who comes amongst men in the form of his Son, Jesus Christ. He is God. And everyone wants God. He says, this is the way. Through me. You want to go somewhere? You say, I want this destination in my life? You work out how to get there. I wanted, at the end of last Sunday, I wanted to have a sermon and a service, or at least two, ready for today. Monday, there were two biggish things came up. They were not sermon preparation. Tuesday, one really big thing. It wasn't sermon preparation. Wednesday was better, but there were some odd interruptions. Quite unexpected. Some were planned, some certainly weren't. Now, that's not a reference to my family coming to join us. There were other things, quite other things that were odd. Thursday, there were more unexpected, unplanned interruptions. All of them good in their own way, needing to be done. But they were not sermon preparation. Friday was better. Doesn't look very good, does it? But I say I need this. What am I allowing to knock me off? What about catching a plane? There's all sorts of ways you might miss it. Everything in life is about discovering how to get somewhere and then doing it or not, and you won't get there. It's so simple, isn't it? I'm stating the obvious. You want to be a doctor, you don't usually choose anything but science and medicine to study. So it is here. Consider the consequences. Whatever else you do, you may be able to make a midlife change and get on course again. We did miss a plane once, but we got seats on the next one. Consider the consequences in this question. You want to get somewhere. How are you going to get there? Don't miss that one. It's not missable. There's no later flight. Do you know when your time is to come? You've heard of people who will fall asleep on the train and they miss their station. They're asleep. They're not ready. Do you know when your time is to come? when Jesus is to return to take you, if you're ready. Or if your soul is ready on the night that it's required of you. And you know, there is absolutely no doubt needed in this. You don't need to fit any questions or doubt into the overall picture. This is so clear and straightforward. You want to go to the Father. This is the way. Through Jesus. And the meaning for that is to be found in verse 1. It is about belief. We're discussing this on Wednesday evening at the prayer meeting. It's quite a good place to be, by the way. It's about obedience, about trust. You trust in Him, you live your life accordingly. It's not just, yes, I believe that that's true. If your heart is troubled, it will be transformed, believing in God and believing in Jesus. It makes a difference. You know He is true, and you operate your life on His terms. That's what it means to believe in Him. He is the way. It is true, and life is here. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And children, these are three key words. Please learn them. It's so easy to learn. I even learned it in Xhosa when I was in Africa. It's so easy to learn. I am the way, Jesus said, the truth and the life. Get a hold of that. In other words, if you want to live with Christ and God, then prove it. Choose the life pattern that leads in that direction. Choose the life that is suitable for that. Get on the right road now. It does involve different approaches to various things, just as other choices that you make, they involve changes. And you go along with those, go along with this, because it is for your eternal salvation. What is the most important thing for you in life today? This short present life that you have? Or its eternal continuation? Where do you want to be? How are you going to go about getting there? All that you want to be with the Father, with the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is only one way. It is a way of joy, the highest of joy. And also for the prospect of the joy in front of you. I'm just going to try and draw this to a close. Let me put it like this. Wherever you want to be, you will be there by a seamless transition. Death is just the door. And you carry on where you are before death, before Jesus coming again, should that be first. You go with Jesus, you want to go with Him then, you must go with Him now. You want to go anywhere else instead? Take your pick. There's plenty around. Anywhere but the Father, and that is what we call hell. You don't have to change a thing. And you'll go there. Change nothing is the perfect route to go anywhere but the Father. And not to be with the Father then, I dare not imagine it. The Bible speaks of it. And the Bible tells us that then people will understand God's goodness, because that will be completely missing. So I urge you this morning, and this goes for everyone who professes to love the Lord Jesus too, to look at your life and say, how am I getting there? Do not choose to change nothing. we are all to be conforming to the image of the Son. That's what it is to believe in Him, to live for Him, to come through Him. I'm aware that there's a great deal more that you know about these things, that you could know about these things. There's a great deal more you need to know about these things. But this is where it starts. On that maze that the children were puzzled by, you're going to get to the end. You have to start in the right place. Are you going through Jesus? Are you going through Jesus? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amazing words. Think on them. Treasure them. Let them make a difference. Because no one comes to the Father except through me. And God grant His blessing on His word this morning. Let us pray together.